Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Fáilte Ireland this week unveiled ambitious plans to drive sustainable tourism development across Ireland and support the decarbonisation of tourism businesses. Central to the plans is a new climate action programme developed in consultation with tourism businesses, which includes the appointment of a dedicated advisor to help navigate every step of the climate action journey. To accelerate the decarbonisation of the tourism sector in line with national carbon emissions reduction targets, the Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, announced that Fáilte Ireland has entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. This partnership will ensure tourism businesses can easily access the financial supports available to reduce carbon emissions, increase energy efficiency, and adopt renewable technologies. Daniel Frey is the lead advisor with Fáilte Ireland's Climate Action Programme.
When you work with the programme, you work with an expert advisor that helps you through the process, helps you with your teams identify the issues and add value to your business. Priority is on energy, water and waste, but we go beyond. Biodiversity is covered as well.
Chris Austin is the Group Director of Operations for the Ainua Collection of Hotels, which owns the Fairways and Gateway Hotels in Dundalk.
The Fáilte Ireland Climate Action Programme is a three-year journey that supports businesses through their sustainability and climate strategy. We decided to join the programme to bring a cohesiveness and a strategy within our business around our environmental goals. We manage a diverse portfolio of properties around the country, and we found that while we were doing a lot of initiatives within our individual properties, we needed a platform to bring everything together under one structure with a clear direction and a clear strategy of how to move forward.
Daniel Frey outlines some of the benefits of taking part in the programme.
The key benefits of the programme: we save money, we save resources, we give our staff members purpose, which means retention from an owner's perspective as well. You add future value to your assets.
Chris Austin says the programme has the potential to be hugely beneficial to the group's business.
Potential savings for us would be significant. We're seeing immediate savings of up to 30% on gas consumption through investment in boiler rooms. We're currently looking at rainwater harvesting as a way of reducing our water consumption. We're also looking at water turbines and any other area of renewable energy that we view the right place to invest. We're doing business with a lot of companies now, and the first question they ask us is, what is your environment strategy? What are you doing towards carbon reduction? So it can also help to drive the brand reputation in the local market.
And businesses can find out more about Fáilte Ireland's new climate action programme at fáilteireland.ie/climateactionprogramme. This week marked a significant milestone in Meath County Council's commitment to climate action with the official launch of the local authority's Climate Action Plan 2024 to 2029. The plan outlines ambitious strategies aimed at building a climate resilient, biodiverse rich, environmentally sustainable and climate neutral economy. Central to the Council's Climate Action Plan is the concept of decarbonising zones with 9 towns identified. These designated zones will serve as focal points for targeted measures to reduce carbon emissions, improve energy efficiency and enhance environmental sustainability. Members of the public can stay informed on the progress of the County Meath Climate Action Plan, information and initiatives by visiting the Climate Action section of meath.ie. Louth County Council is leading the way in energy efficiency as part of the government's Reduce Your Use campaign. The public sector has been challenged to take a leading role in reducing our nation's energy demand, and it's expected that this campaign can deliver between 5 and 10% energy savings overall across the sector and up to 15% in buildings. The Reduce Your Use Energy Efficiency campaign is an effective way to assist with increasing energy security, lowering energy bills, and meeting our targets relating to climate change. Louth County Council's energy team is taking the lead in the campaign and will be promoting a regular energy saving action for all council employees to take at work. Information will also be signposted on energy saving ideas at home. Finally, many historic monuments and heritage sites can't be saved from falling into the sea. A new noteworthy investigation for the journal shows it's due to rising erosion rates. This will only weaken already vulnerable landmarks, and it's been put down to climate change. Noteworthy investigative journalist Patricia Devlin says storms are damaging monuments.
As we've seen over the last number of years, there has been so many fierce storms that have battered our Ireland's coast to the point that unfortunately some of these structures are very vulnerable, and it could just cost too much for the government to try to save them.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect, and join us at the same time again next week.